following broadcast comes to you from Holy Trinity Lutheran Church of New Prague, Minnesota, and we are grateful for you joining us today.
Everyone. Thanks for making worship a part of your Sunday after Thanksgiving. We're glad you woke up despite the turkey that might have made you sleepy this morning. We're glad you're here in worship this morning. A special welcome to any of you who might be guests or visitors with us today. Our theme this morning, or theme for the next few weeks, we are opening our Advent season in the church. So our theme is, O Come Emmanuel, for the next few weeks as we wait for the coming Christ child at Christmas. So we'll also begin our Advent wreath lighting this morning. We're going to begin staying seated for worship this morning, and we're going to sing one phrase of O Come Emmanuel as we welcome our Advent wreath lighting family, the Conkey family.
On this first week in Advent, we give thanks for this evergreen crown that marks our days of preparation for Christ's coming. As we light this first candle on this wreath, we may be awakened from sleep that we may be ready to greet our Lord. Let us pray. God of light, enlighten us with your grace and prepare our heart to welcome you with joy. Grant this through Christ our Lord, whose coming is certain and whose day draws near. Amen.
Thank you, Conkey family. As they head back to their seats, I'll invite you all to stand as you're able for the invocation. We gather together today in the name of God, the creator of light, Jesus, the light of the world, and the Holy Spirit, the light who illumines our path. Amen. Let's continue singing. Let us pray together. Gracious God, light of the world, sometimes we feel the heaviness of darkness. We confess that we are not always the light bearers you desire us to be. Teach us to walk as children of light so that we bring your love, forgiveness, hope, and healing to the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can be seated this morning as we listen to our special music.
Reading is from the prophecies of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Comfort, O comfort, my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I say, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength. O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings, lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep. Here ends the reading.
The gospel is from Mark, the first chapter. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, Ben, Miriam, and I want to begin today by just saying to all of you, Happy Thanksgiving. We hope you had a good time with loved ones this past week. I want to make sure you get back to where you need to be. We don't want little ones to be nervous or scared here at church. Hope you had a good last week with loved ones, whether it was here at church on Thanksgiving Day or if it was others that you love and care about. We hope you had a time and chance to put your feet up a little bit after working hard. And I want to tell you, after reflecting a little bit the last few days, we have so much as a family to be thankful for. We have a wonderful home and meaningful work with all of you, a loving family and a caring community, and we're so grateful to be at Holy Trinity in New Prague. And the last couple days, we've had this hymn come to our mind, and it's, "Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto thee." We feel very grateful for all that God's hand has provided for us to be here with you. But today also marks this transition between Thanksgiving and Christmas for us as a church. And we have this beautiful season that we call Advent. And a lot of times in the church, we throw these words around without really talking about what they mean, sometimes assuming we all know. So I want to be sure we talk about it today, that the season of Advent simply means to come. Ad means to, and vent means come. So we talk about the season of Advent, where our theme for the next 4 weeks is going to be, "O come, Emmanuel," as we wait for the Christ child to come and be among us. But Advent is something else for us as church people. While the school year begins in September, and our calendar year begins in January, our church year begins, you can guess, with Advent. So today is actually a new year for us in the church. So Happy New Year! As if Thanksgiving and Christmas weren't enough, it is a new year for us in the church. A good number of churches that we're among here in the community use what's called the lectionary. It's basically these dictated readings we have in the church that are on a 3-year cycle. And I want to explain why we do that. Each year, we talk about and read through the story of Jesus in one of the Gospels. And it's on a 3-year cycle because one year we look at Matthew, 1 year we look at Mark, and 1 year we look at Luke. And then John, being this other Gospel that's kind of theoretical a little bit, just kind of comes in where it fits. Sorry, John. So today we mark the transition from our Matthew year into our Mark year. So today I'm just going to give a little bit of an introduction to Mark, because we're going to be looking at Mark for the whole year. So it seems only fitting we have a little introduction first. So each of these three Gospels is a little different. They're basically a biography of Jesus written from one person's perspective. And this year we get the biography written by Mark. And each writer emphasizes a little different things about Jesus' life. And so today, as we look at Mark, I want to tell you a little bit about Mark's perspective by doing something a little different. I was afraid some of you might be a little sleepy after the holiday, so I'm going to encourage you to do something really different. I'm going to encourage you to actually take the Bible out in front of you. We are Lutherans. I won't make you go too out of your comfort zone, but take the black book out from in front of you. And I want you to open it up to the book of Mark. And in case it's helpful, it is page 812 in the black Bible in front of you. If you have your own Bible, that's fine too. But I want you to turn to the Gospel of Mark. And as you turn to page 812, I want to just give a little refresher course on this lovely book we have. We don't do this much in church, but as you hold this, you hold not a book, but a library of books, as you know. There are 66 different books in here, and we're just going to look at one of them. But if you looked at all of them, you'd see some history books, some letters that were written from one person to another individual. There's some letters that were written to a whole community of people. There are some theology books like John. There are some law books, and there's even a lovely hymn book in the Psalms. But eventually, people wanted to organize all this library of books, and so we have these chapters and verses now that were never there in the first place. So I want you to open up to Mark chapter 1, verse 1. And this is, as we know, in the New Testament. But before the New Testament, we had about two-thirds of this book that we call the Old Testament. And today, as we open up the New Testament in Mark chapter 1, I want to tell you about Mark by having you look at the headings in your Bible in the first chapter or two. And I want to invite you to just shout them out. I know it's a little different today, but what are the stories that you see in the first or second chapter of Mark? What do you see? John the Baptist. What else? The baptism of Jesus. What else? Temptations. What else? Galilean ministry begins. What else? Jesus calls some disciples. Then what? We have a man with an unclean spirit. What else do we have? Jesus heals many at Simon's house. Then what? Ooh, Jesus goes on a tour, a preaching tour. Wow. And then what? Jesus cleanses a leper. We could keep going. We could keep going. And I want to tell you, though, that in Mark, I really like Mark, and here's why. Mark, compared to Matthew and Luke and John, Mark's the shortest. He's the shortest. He gets right to the point. He's a no-nonsense guy. He goes right to it. He was the first writer, and he did it the most concise. And I'll tell you, I personally really like Mark because Ben makes fun of me because I'm a person that when I tell jokes, I tell the punchline right away, and I kind of forget to tell the story leading up to it. So then nobody laughs because I tell the punchline first, and then I say, oh, I can't tell jokes, you tell it. And he's like, you can't tell it now. You already told the punchline. And I tell you that today because that's Mark. Mark gets right to the point. He's not like Matthew, who has this whole beautiful genealogy. He doesn't have this nice introduction. Mark goes right to the point. And so I want you to notice in chapter 1 and 2, what don't you see? What didn't you read that you would have found in Matthew and you would have found in Luke? There's no birth story. There is no Christmas story in Mark. Can you believe that? There is no Christmas story in Mark. Matthew starts with this Christmas story and tells about these magicians, the magi coming. Luke starts with the Christmas story and we hear about these beautiful shepherds that come. The Gospel of John, which is known for being a book about impressive theology, starts with, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh." So that's his Christmas story. But in Mark, there's nothing. Now, we as church people sometimes talk about there are C&E Christians, Christmas and Easter Christians, and they're welcome at Holy Trinity at Christmas, so invite them, please. But in Mark, we don't even get the Christmas story. So I have to tell you, when you come to church on Christmas, even though it's the year of Mark, we're going to be reading from Luke because there's no Christmas story in Mark. Mark says, "Nope, I'm not going to start there. Growing up takes too long. I'm going to get right to Jesus' ministry. I'm going to speed up to where Jesus is an adult and get right to the point." So because Mark is so to the point, we have to pay attention to every single word we read in Mark. So in the next few weeks of worship, for our sermon series on O Come Emmanuel, we're going to take really short pieces of Mark and unpack them. So today we're just going to look at the first sentence of Mark. So as you're looking at Mark chapter 1, verse 1, it basically describes the whole book in one verse. And I'm going to invite you to read it with me. "The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God." So Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into the world, why? To bring good news. This is why Jesus came, and this is why we gather for worship every week, to tell the good news of Jesus Christ. Sometimes the church can become known for what it's against, or known for who it's against. Sometimes the church is known for saying what you can't say or can't do. Sometimes the church is known for who can't be leaders or who can't be readers. But the Gospel of Mark does not talk about Jesus coming to bring judgment or Jesus telling us about what we can and can't do. Jesus came, why? To bring good news. At a time when we're waiting and preparing for Jesus to come into the world, we don't wait in fear, we wait with anticipation to hear this good news that we need to hear. So friends, I want to say that's what we're about as a church. And I'm so thankful to join a church that's already about being the good news for our community. Because that's the Gospel of Mark's business, that's Jesus' business, it ought to be our business. The business of bringing good news. So today marks this transition in our life of faith. It's the transition from Thanksgiving to Christmas. Today we begin the season of Advent, where we are thinking about what's to come. And today we begin a new year in the church. This year when we focus on the book of Mark. And as we count down on our Advent wreath, as we slow down, at least for 1 hour of our week while we're here, as we count down to the arrival of Jesus' coming, we don't wait in fear. We wait with eager anticipation to hear what this good news is going to be for us this year. I don't know about you, but I think good news is what we all need to hear. So if you've been out of luck, if you've been struggling somehow to keep up in life, if you've been overwhelmed by the demands on you, If you've been disappointed by decisions that you've made, if you've been embarrassed by who you've become in your life, I want to tell you that this book we're going to unpack for the next year is full of good news. And it's good news for you and for me. And I'm going to tell you that's why we're here at all. We're here to hear the good news. So if you get overwhelmed in Advent and you are afraid you're going to miss the main point of what it's all about, I'm going to make it really clear. As we wait for Christmas, we wait for our God to come to bring good news for all of us. Because in Jesus we have hope, we have promise, we have new life, we have second chances, we have new beginnings every day of our life. And for that, today we give thanks and praise for the good news of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen. God, now we continue to pray with the words you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now as you go today, wherever you go and whatever you do, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord look upon you with favor and give you God's peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord.